Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi, doing a dictation for Comprehensive Counseling Incorporation. Date of evaluation is October 15, 2024. Patient name is Robinson Elizabeth. Her date of birth is 5/24/1991. Telephone number is 402-415-7872. Patient was seen by a doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subject is Angela. Angela, the manager of the comprehensive counseling, called me and reported that Ms. Robinson want to talk to me. She has some difficulties with her medication. I called. When she did not respond, she called my office again and I responded further. Robinson described that she has been feeling very depressed, sad, and not feeling good. She believes that Lamictal is not helping her. I further discussed that maybe she should go with the lithium, but patient has been on lithium before for a long time and has been taking other antipsychotic antipsychotic also on Abilify, and recently medication change was made when she was in hospital at Exxon Oakland Hospital under my care period. However, she was started on Seroquel 200 mg daily. Lamictal doses was increased to 100 mg twice a day during last evaluation. Because of involuntary movement and oral disconnected movement of the mouth, Cogentin was discontinued and amantadine 100 mg twice a day was given. However, she describes she is still very depressed, sad, not sleeping, having a lot of anxiety, and she wants something a little stronger so that she can feel better. I discussed several options about medications including Prozac, Paxil, Celexa. She described Prozac was not effective, it make her bad. I discussed Paxil, which is also have anti-anxiety effect and also help in depression. Yet risk and benefit was explained. Also give a short course of clonopin 0.5 mg BID, which she can use on a when she is unable to control her anxiety. She was alert oriented. Her mood was sad, affected, depressed. His speech was slow, motor activity was decreased. She denies any suicidal, homicidal ideation, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations, and concern about her depression and anxiety, and has not been showing any change after Lamictal 100 mg twice a day. She wants to continue with the Lamictal and want some other depression medication. So Paxil was decided, 20 mg doses, and doses I will monitor. I will give her smaller doses which can potentiate the effect of Lamictal. Continue with the same dose. I further will discuss that I am going to see her further on coming Monday during my casual appointment. To which he agreed. Patient was cooperative, attentive, appropriate, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. I explained her that I am not going to send other medication, but I will send Paxil 20 mg daily and 30 tablets and clonopin 0.5 mg for 7 days, and I will re-evaluate the case on Monday and decide further. To which patient agreed. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, depressed, oral disconnected movement with period of anxiety, difficulty to sleep, but no suicidal, homicidal thoughts or any symptoms of hallucination, delusion. Patient agreed with the plan. This is the prognosis guarded. This end of patient was further educated, counseled, explained role of medications, and also encouraged that she may need a therapist to work on her difficulties. And I will discuss further on coming appointment on Monday. Monday, the coming Monday, end of dictation. Thank you very much. Can you fax the report to my 248-828-97212? No. 248-828-9712. Yeah. Bye.